and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All righty, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. It's hour number two of our show tonight. Steve's having his Friday Sabbath debates. Friday night Sabbath debates. Because, you know, it's, well, dark here in the east and near you as well. It's dark this by this time, right, Steve, for you?
Yeah, it's actually getting dark out here now in California. It's the sun's probably just setting. But, hey, you know, Keith does deserve a free podcast award.
Because if he wants it, I'll give it to him. But Keith, welcome back. I will let you continue to bombard Steve with your criticism, which I love. And I'm just going to be a, observer here. I'll try to moderate if need be. But oh, by the way, I Keith, hold on just a second, man. Thank you for being patient with us. I brought up something last hour that I didn't give a conclusion to. You remember me bringing up the Koch brothers?
Yeah, we got to get to that story eventually.
Well, this is a Bob Tuscan. I don't know if this is an exclusive, if anybody else has reported on this, but I came upon this in a weird way. Twitter. I don't want to say what I was doing or whatnot because that's not really part of the point here. But somehow I got on, I forgot which brother it was, but one of the Koch brothers' official Twitter pages. And we all know these elites are philanthropists and they like to help contribute to important causes. Well, the Koch brothers donated $1 million to something that I thought was very interesting. And I think you might find this interesting as well. The Koch brothers donated $1 million to the 9/11 museum.
Yeah. Which basically is a museum of propaganda, right?
Exactly my thought, Steve.
Yeah.
They gave $1 million to create a shrine for the official lie.
Yep.
Isn't that nice, the Koch brothers?
That's disgusting, because the reality is the country should wake up and see things the way they really are. And
yeah. So anyways, I thought that was interesting. I'm not saying they're in on the conspiracy or making any extrapolations from that, but I just think...
Well, it fits with Republican ideology, remember, because these guys are basically GOP supporters. And, you know, the idea that we were justified in George Bush's wars and everything that's happened since then is based upon the 9/11 lie. And so funding that propaganda is a big part of their agenda.
Sure is. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, thank you, Keith, for being patient. The floor is yours once again to continue this discussion about Steve's misguided and dubious rhetoric when it comes to the Bible and religion.
Well, I was just going to make the point about God's continuing throughout the Law and the Prophets and through the newer scriptures talking about blessing and cursing and judgment. And he changed the subject right away. So I could test Steve right now, and it does say try the spirits. Steve, who, according to the Word of God, is the new covenant made with?
The new covenant is made with believers.
Wrong answer, Steve. Hebrews 8, Jeremiah 31:31. For behold, saith the Lord, the day cometh when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
No, so, yes. It's not in effect right now. I can tell you that right now.
It's not obviously. In effect.
Obviously, they're not believers. John 3:16, whosoever believeth.
Yeah, whosoever of Israel, Steve, because Christ doesn't contradict himself. I'm not sent but on the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and what I just read to you. The new covenant.
I think this is hilarious for the record, folks, because I'm completely secular, and I don't want to poo-poo either of these gentlemen's perspectives on this. And
I have an interpretation. I'm going.
Well, hold on, Keith. Hold on. I'm just commenting as a commentator right now. For the record, I think that religion's mind control and BS pretty much all the time. I like some of the ethics, and I'm definitely open to learning about these things. But quoting biblical references about this or that and fighting about interpretations, that definitely bores me.
Yep, that does bore you if you're not interested, but I think what the point he's raising is that the covenant is only extended to Israel or Judea or Judeans, and that is not the New Testament. That's not the covenant of faith in Abraham. That's not what Paul had to say. I mean, there's countless scriptures, Keith, and you know that. Salvation is for believers of all groups of people. That was why it was created as it was. It was to destroy racism in a sense, because racism came to a completion at that time when he said, it is finished. It's no longer about the house of Judah. It's about believers from all over the world. Go ye into all the world, he said. Okay, that has nothing to do with Judea specifically.
Steve, the world is not people. His people were already scattered throughout the whole world. They were all the way from India.
What are you trying to say, though? What are you trying to say, that you have to have some genetic part to this whole thing? Circumcision availeth nothing, nor non-circumcision, Paul says, but believe.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The 10-tribe northern kingdom who were dispersed and divorced of God were uncircumcised, but they were still the seed of Jacob. That's where you don't get it.
See, that you're trying to put a genealogy basis on this, and it doesn't fit my friends.
Yeah, because I know the genealogies, and you don't. I'm German and Irish, and I'm an Israelite.
See, this is all about racism, and it's not about faith. And that is exactly contrary to the New Testament. Salvation is for believers, not who your daddy was. You understand that?
Argue with Paul on this one. Romans 9. Let me read something to you. It's 3 verses. Can you handle that? Paul's writing, for I could
the
wish...
The two you gave me, I just shot down with 100 others. So how many more do you want?
Well, hold on. You can't listen to 3 verses, Christian Steve. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, those are Israelites,
they are accursed.
According to the flesh, that's Israel according to the flesh.
They are accursed, according to Paul, in that passage. That's what
I'm interrupting the Lord. I'm trying to read 3 verses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you haven't even gotten the first part of it right. I know that verse, and you're wrong there again.
I'm reading it verbatim right from the King James. What are you talking about?
He's telling you that they are accursed because of their unbelief, Jack.
You know,
don't you get it?
You're a Canaanite, just like your vaudeville partner there, Bob Tuss,
Hey, Bob, you know, this is all about racism. It's not about faith. It's not about the New Testament. You know, you're trying to pin some kind of genealogy on the conditions for faith and salvation, and that doesn't fit it.
You know what you're doing? You're cursing God. He doesn't have a right to have a chosen people. Who are Israel?
His chosen people are the people that he chooses by election.
I don't understand. There's no
through faith.
Calling himself a Jew today is an Israelite, except some quack who tried to join the synagogue. But I was going to just tell you,
Verse 4 tells you, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants, Steve, Israel.
And who failed them, and who failed them because of unbelief. They were cut off because of unbelief. Romans 11, it's right there.
Was crucified.
Keep reading. You're already a chapter and a half behind of the conclusion of the matter, and we've already talked about it. Salvation is for believers. It's not for genealogies. It's not a racist thing. It does not exclude anybody by race or include anybody by race.
Not me. You couldn't even let me read three verses. Great Christian you are, spiritual man. You know what you are? You're a deceived liar on the broad road. You're useless.
Well, there he goes.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth.
All right, so not a lot of people wanted to play Don't Bore Bob, but it seems that we should have Friday night religious fights on the Bob Tuscan Show with Steve Starrs and anybody else. I stay out of it. Again, I don't poo-poo any of this. I'm interested in learning. I'm certainly agnostic in many respects. I'm not a non-believer or you know, blasphemous. I don't know. Maybe I am. But the point is, I'm more than happy to listen to this. I really don't get too turned on by biblical quoting fights and interpretations. I think their religion, for the most part, is all, like I said, a bunch of mind control. And at least, at the very least, it's been used that way. It's not to say that there's not truth in certain aspects of it all, but, well...
Well, one of the things that I do bring up, though, Bob, is that there is a problem with people who try to attach genealogies to salvation. And salvation comes by faith. You know, this is what John the Baptist said when he said the axe is going to be laid to the root here. The end of this dispensation, I hate to use that word, but this period of time in which the Jews were the chosen people to receive and deliver the oracles of God to the world is coming to an end. From here on out, it doesn't matter whether Abraham was your father, for God is able of these stones to raise up children under Abraham. He was talking at that time. And it's not something that you can directly relate to some genealogy. That's a racist point of view. Paul says, he was saying circumcision avails nothing, nor does non-circumcision, but a new creation. He's talking about a whole belief system that anyone in the world can receive, and people all over the world have. Chinese, black Africans, Eskimos, you know, people in South America. It's open to all...
Not Eskimos, Steve.
Okay, not Eskimos. Yeah, we don't allow them. Oh, yeah, that's a bad word anyway. You're not supposed to say that anymore, I guess. Well, I guess you can, but... I mean, I'm just trying to point out, you hear a lot of this.
It's Inuits.
It's racism is what it really is, but it's all about genealogies. And this is what Paul tells you not to get involved with. Disputes about the law and genealogies.
Paul never really knew Jesus. He didn't really know Jesus.
Well, he knew him well enough to know him when he was knocked off his horse. He was knocked off his horse.
I'm not going to even pretend to be able to get in on... into this on a
I know I'm not trying to stick anybody, but I usually confront people with the wrong
trying to stick
somebody. when people come after me with the wrong tone, I come right back at them is the thing. Yeah. And I can pick up on that pretty quick, and
I have think to, the I listeners have, want to continue to come at you, and we will allow them to do
okay,
so.
Okay, I'm ready.
313-9443, please call in and tell us why Steve and myself, or just me, or just Steve for that matter, are going to hell.
We're not going to hell.
You're going to burn in hell, Steve, because you're a sinner.
I am saved by the blood, buddy.
You're saved by the bell.
And I encourage everybody else to be, too.
Ken is in Michigan, and we are in hell. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. You're not in hell. I am. I'm still at work.
So I could definitely, it's Friday late at night, I could see that. What do you do for a living, Ken?
I work for the automotive industry.
So there's actual jobs in the automotive industry left in the state of Michigan? Oh my goodness.
Just a few.
Yeah, alright, well that's not why they called.
The plant I'm in currently has just under 600 people.
Alright.
I think we're the only ones left.
Wow.
But anyway, I got two things, and the second is going to be Don't Bore Bob. First, Steve, I have to agree with you. People that come off with a bad attitude, like the last gentleman that called in, all about genealogy, and, you know, you got it right. So that's all I really need to say about it.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I mean... calling up to say, I was listening that night when you were talking to that guy about the ice, and I was laughing.
It was meant in humor. Yeah. I wasn't trying to make it.
I found it funny.
I was trying to go somewhere with it, but it was just a little fallacious humor to kind of defuse the situation, but you know, it didn't work apparently. But go ahead, Ken.
And I have to thank you, Bob, because that guy you had on last night, Raider X, I believe his name was.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, I actually listened to...
About,
yeah, I listened to the entire show today, and I hardly ever listen to my own show. Well, even when people fill in, I don't get a chance to always listen to it. But I listened to it. He did a great job. It was very interesting to hear about these celebrities at the Canyons and then he had Jan Ervin on for the last hour, which I enjoyed, and it was a good conversation for sure.
Oh yeah, Jan Ervin, he was so full of information. I was actually taking notes, and there's the Laurel Canyon and the wrecking crew and all the stuff going on up in there. And oh, it was fantastic. Thank you, Bob. I hope you have him back if you ever need him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because that was pretty good stuff.
Did you want to attempt to play Don't Bore Bob as well?
Oh no, that was all I had for Don't Bore Bob.
Hey, I think he succeeded. He didn't bore you.
No, he didn't. I agree with him. All right. Well, hey, listen, if you're interested in getting the prize, email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, and I'll hook you up.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Not a problem. Thanks for listening. Let's take Fred now in Iowa. Fred, please give Steve a hard time. Please.
Well, I can't do that.
Oh, man. What about me? Am I going to hell, Fred?
Steven, no, I'm working on you, and I don't think you.
Okay.
You got a good chance. I'm not.
There's some hope for me, huh?
Right on. Hey, Steven, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. And the next one, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. And four, how much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. And I looked on your About You, and you got up there in the first paragraph. He seeks a higher form of wisdom.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if it's in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Have a good evening, boys. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
You take care now.
All right. Appreciate it.
All righty. We have a few more callers. I don't know if they want to play Don't Bore Bob or they want to play Give Steve a Hard Time, and that's fine. Either way, love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. We're going to get to as many people as possible. 800-313-9443. And when we get back, Gear, Chuck, both in my home state of Florida, you guys are up. And we'll continue this conversation on The Bob Tuscan Show. Email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, to suggest any guest. Or to, well, tell me you hate the show. Because I love hate mail.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, hi, how are you? Bob Tuscan here, Steve Starrs here, taking calls, 800-313-9443. We will start with the gear.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
You hear me?
I want gear.
This is gear.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were here.
Gear, that's my first name.
Okay, so your name's Gear, not here.
Right.
All right. Just joking. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, I thought I'd call in. It's hard to figure out where to begin. I'm coming from the perspective of a believer and a studier, and from the get-go, I agree with why people don't have a lot of respect for religion, because there's most of organized religion, they've got all your own doctrines, and I think you really what you got to go back to is if you're going to try to understand what the Bible says, you got to be taught under people who know Greek, Aramaic, and the original word, because with the new translations you get all this gobbledygook. But I think what I wanted to one point I wanted to make, you said that you know God is not limited to our physical laws. And I had one personal experience I'll try to make real quick. I had a coin that I had lost for several months, and I couldn't figure out what happened to it. One day, my wife was washing the comforter, and it's going bang, 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 bang. So she pulls it out of the washer, and inside the seam was it was a token from Vegas, which is the size of a silver dollar. Anyway, there was no breach in no breach at all. You couldn't fit a dime through it, and we had to cut it open, and this coin was in there. So I just wanted to. You know, I'm a person of faith, and I don't know the reason why this happened, but all I know is it did. And for those out there that are believers, I mean, where people go wrong is when we're being taught by people who don't know the original word or the original languages, and there's so much garbage out there that that really hurts, I would say, the cause for truth. And for a believer who does believe in God, you know, that I guess that's the point I wanted to make. I'm kind of rambling here a little bit, but appreciate the chance to at least, you know.
Anytime, Gary. Anytime. Interesting what happened to you with that coin. That's
yeah, that's I swear. It's, my wife and I had to cut it open. It had it was one of these comforters with the nylon webbing inside. I mean, I took a razor knife to get to it, and we searched that. And there was no breach. You couldn't fit a dime into it. So that's just one.
You know, I've had stuff like that happen to me, Gary, and it really makes you believe in a higher power. I will say that.
Right, and that's why I'm speaking kind of you, because I can tell you're a man who loves truth. You seek truth. You've got a good heart.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I totally see that in you. And so what my thing is to don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because of all this garbage that comes out of some organized religion, because uh-huh. That's where it really throws people off. And one real quick point.
Sure.
When you talk about genealogy, see, the Bible is, it's the story of Israel, and it's the genealogy up to Christ. And the whole book is written with about Israel and its interactions. That is the story of the Bible. It's got prophecy. It's got all this other stuff. But it's the story of Israel, basically from Adam on. And it's not the story of the millions of years previous to that. It's the story of the 6,000-year period from Genesis 1:1 to Genesis 1:2, and then from there on. It's the story of Israel. It's the Abrahamic unconditional covenant with Abraham and his seed, which is not, it's not meant to be, supremacist. It's just, what I want to say, it's a responsibility, and it was a purpose. See, God gives purpose to certain people. People are brought on this earth for a certain reason. I think your purpose is to find truth and seek it. So there's good, there's evil. And I think you agree with that. I mean, there's some that are just naturally rotten, rotten people, and there's some that are beautifully, wonderfully loving people. So there's got to be a reason for that, in my opinion.
All right, great stuff. Thank you so much. And I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's not to say that I'm not disillusioned with much of what you recognized as being dogmatic, brainwash, and so on and so forth. Let's take another call and talk to Chuck in Florida now. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
I'm good. This is Bob.
This is Chuck.
Yeah, I'm Chuck. This is Bob. I'm speaking with Bob, I assume. Steve.
You're Bob, and I'm Chuck, and that's Steve.
Okay.
Hi, Chuck. Sorry, Chuck. Hey. Bob here. I'm the smart ass that keeps messing with you. What's up, man? How are you?
Well, I just thought I'd comment on, Keith, who called in, was a little bit arrogant, a little kind of cocksure of himself there, and I used to be I'm a Christian, used to be a defender of the faith kind of that way, but I've learned a few things, and one of the things I recently learned, and this is to what you were talking about, Steve, is, the Jews at the time of Christ believed in the being saved through their the line they were born into.
Sure, lineage and Mosaic law.
Yeah, and that's evident by, and I'm a little nervous, I think, of putting my thoughts together here, but Nicodemus, he was part of the Sanhedrin, so he certainly knew that doctrine and stuff, And when he came to Jesus, he said, what must I do to be saved? Jesus, what did he say? He said, you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. And that made a lot of sense to me. I never understood that because I did not know that that was something. Why is that important? It's because they thought you had to be born into a bloodline. That's how salvation came. Even back then, they still believe that today. And maybe, you know, Bob, present company excluded. I don't, you know, maybe you've seen that in your family and stuff. They believe, a lot of Jews believe that their salvation comes just from the fact that they've been born into, born as Jews. And I know that they have, some of them
is this the chosen one phenomena, the chosen people phenomena?
Exactly. And they have contempt for the goy, who they think are outside of that. But from Christian doctrine, it never made sense to me, and I began to understand what Jesus meant when he said you have to be born again. And Nicodemus, his response was, how can I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus said, it's born of the, you have to be born of the Spirit. And he was saying it's a spiritual line that where salvation comes. It doesn't come through a genetic bloodline. So that was the point I wanted to make.
Excellent. Yeah, it's an excellent point. And, you know, we kind of touched on that a little bit earlier when we were talking about how, well, I would have to correct Gear just slightly on what he was saying, because what he was saying was that the Abrahamic line was essentially, or the Old Testament was written primarily by Jews, which it was. But for a long time, Jews didn't exist. You know, from Adam all the way to Abraham, there were no, actually, there were no Israelis at all until Jacob's family came about. So Abraham was an Iraqi. He lived in Ur of the Chaldees, okay? He was just a guy that God picked, and of course he had a genealogy. So the dispensation, the oracles of God were delivered through the Jews until the end of that period, which was really essentially at the time of Diaspora, or the end of the Judaistic kingdom. But I think what you were talking about there, when you said Nicodemus, of course, is talking about being born of the Spirit, is absolutely right there, because what we were saying before, circumcision availeth nothing, nor non-circumcision. A new creation, only a new creation. He says, this isn't about circumcision. It's not about genealogy. This is about that spiritual rebirth, that new creation. That's what Paul was talking about. And this applies to everybody. See, the neat thing about the New Testament is it's the end of all racism. The end of it. You know, every group of people from all over the world, and this was the promise that was given to Abraham, that in Abraham's seed, all the nations of the world would be blessed. All of us. You know, this is the beautiful part about it. It was never intended to stay confined inside a group of people until the point to where the law was fulfilled, and he said, it is finished. At this point, it was open to everybody who was a believer, and it's the end of racism. And so when people start talking about you have to have genealogies, reconciling, going back all the way to Judeans or Israelites or the 10 tribes that are lost like that, that has nothing to do with it anymore. Nothing. Nothing. It's like looking at the launching pad after the space shuttle has left and gone into orbit and saying there's something here. No, it's gone, man. It's in the heavenlies now. It's going around the world. The focus is completely different now. Oh, well. The Bob Duskin Show will continue.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Diskin Show. Steve Starr's riding in here, shotgun for him. We've had some calls. A couple of guys have dropped. I'm sorry about the time it's taken to reach a lot of you out there, and we'll try to get you on again tonight if you want to call back. And I'm going to try to go another hour with Manny. We're going to tough it out for you and get as many calls in as we can on as many different subjects as you'd like to talk about, of course. And you know, I'd like to play a game called Don't Bore the Audience, you know. You know, it's we play Don't Bore Bob a lot, you know, but we should play Don't Bore the Audience and Think of You, because sometimes I know people do get a little bored with some of our discussions, and we're open for critique, you know. I could get into some other stuff, but let's get back to Chuck here for just a minute. Chuck, are you still there? Okay, we're not getting, I guess Chuck is gone, but let's see. I think we do have Kenny in Oklahoma, right? Kenny in Oklahoma. Are you still there?
I'm here, Steve.
Oh, good. Well, then we got Mark in Oregon. I know Mark. Mark, what's happening, man?
Oh, not a whole lot, Steve, but everything in the whole world is, if you think about it, it's quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It does not look good. I agree. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I, you know, just a few comments about, I think it was Keith that called in and kind of flew off the handle with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very basic, fundamental reality of the New Testament, is that all who will come may drink of the waters of life freely, speaking of eternal life and salvation. I mean, it couldn't be any plainer than that. And everything that I've heard you say, Steve, in your understanding of the scriptures, Old and New Testament, you know, in the time that I've been listening to the show, I just have that feeling, you know, that you're speaking from the energy of the Holy Spirit, because you are very accurate in your, I don't want to use the word interpretation, but in what you glean from the Word of God. And I just wanted to, you know, commend you for that, and I respect you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. I do appreciate the support, and I know, you know, we've had a lot of conversations, and you brought up a lot of things, of course, and a lot of our listeners are Christians. And one of the reasons why I go there is because we talk about the things that the Christians need to hear that they aren't hearing in church. Church doesn't tell you, I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, your average church does not tell you 9/11 was an inside job. They don't tell you we're being sprayed with chemtrails. They don't tell you about these things. That's why we're here, because these are the people are turning to this, looking for these answers and watching what's happening here and wondering why they're not hearing this in the pews. And that's why we're here, I guess, isn't it, Mark?
Well, they're predominantly in the leadership and the pulpits of the churches in America, at least. We have the wolves in sheep's clothing that Jesus spoke of would come along. And they're now manifested, and they're in their place, and they're basically misguiding people into what I can see is two basic falsehoods. One is the prosperity doctrine, which is, you understand that, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We actually, you know, as the children of God, we deserve all the best here on earth. We will suffer no persecution. We'll be taken out of off the earth before persecution would actually occur, such as it is described in Revelation, under the persecution of the Antichrist, being beheaded and such like this. And then the other one is, of course, you know, I mentioned it within the prosperity doctrine concept, and, you know, the rapture, so that people really don't care about what is happening, who follow and believe, and it's very easy to believe in these false doctrines if one doesn't have the love of God in their heart, in the form of the Holy Spirit, because it really cuts out a lot of worry and concern for one's loved ones and oneself when one reads Revelation and sees what happens to God's children on earth. They don't include themselves, not because they're not, in their own view, one of God's children, but because they have been led to, by the smallness of their own heart, the lack of love therein, if they even have the Holy Spirit or ever had the Holy Spirit, and some may have, very well have, that actually adhere to these false doctrines, it plays on people's weaknesses, but the weakness shouldn't be there if the Holy Spirit is there, guiding them along into all truth. And, you know, I've always understood all truth, Steve, to be the truth about evil, not just the truth about God. And you had mentioned that you and Bob attempt to accomplish on the show just a few minutes ago, you mentioned, to actually try to bring these misguided Christians and or non-Christians around to the actual truth of what is happening in the world. And I, you know, I totally respect y'all for that. I've tried to do the same thing in my life as well as I could. But it's a very strong delusion that exists within the most of the American churches today. And, you know, Tex Mars did a book called Beast of the Bible Belt, in which he shows that the most traditionally Christian, truly Word of God, preaching, unadulterated churches in, you know, the last century as well as this century, have actually been taken over. You know, you go through the Deep South and up into the Midwest, basically the southern part of the Midwest, and you have what's called the Bible Belt. And most of the pulpits have actually been taken over by members of the Masons. So their doctrine in the Masonic Lodge is far away from actual Christian truth as you can get into a false doctrine, and it's all filtered down from the highest levels of the Masonic Lodge, which believe on Lucifer as Almighty God.
And that I've heard that, yes. I know there is some truth to that. There are people who say that even Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Freemason.
Yeah.
And there's been some reasoning lately that say that's one of the reasons why he's sort of wandered off of his original course. But you have to remember that Billy Graham was created by William Randolph Hearst. Billy Graham makes that statement himself, you know. Mm-hmm. He calls him Mr. Hearst. Mr. Hearst was the one who made my ministry. You know, he has said that openly himself. William Randolph Hearst got into trouble because he was also a very deep Freemason himself. And after the whole situation with Amy Simple McPherson took place, the public turned against him so drastically, he had to find somebody to support to kind of get the credibility back for his big communication operation. And so he groomed Billy Graham for that position. And that's very true, that Billy Graham has even admitted that William Randolph Hearst was the guy that helped his ministry become what it was worldwide, or what it is.
So, yeah, I've never heard that, but from what I have heard about William Randolph Hearst was he was the main promulgator, dispenser of lies about various things that were going on that are now history during his heyday as a newspaper magnate. He basically worked with the corrupt forces within the American government to actually create that reality of falsehood.
Right, and that's where we get the term yellow journalism. He mm-hmm. was the one who basically summarized that kind of activity of leading people into world wars and various situations that he had used with his newspapers to control and manipulate public opinion. And that's the reason why he created Billy Graham. He needed somebody to look bona fide and official and put so much money and support into his ministry. Billy Graham openly admits this. Just Google Billy Graham, William Randolph Hearst, and you will find a whole load of stuff there. I mean, open quotes by Billy Graham that Billy Graham's ministry was made by William Randolph Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, there are some serious questions. But I want to get back to what you were really talking about for just a second. We're running out of time, Mark, at least in this segment. But the point is that they were very right, or you're very right about this, when they have deceived people into thinking that there's not going to be any suffering or persecution. Because that whole doctrine has misled people. I know some people who are so crazy that they won't even recycle. They were some restaurant owners. They said, "Oh no, Jesus is going to come and the rapture is going to happen. There's no need to recycle anything." they were complete flakes. Obviously, their business went under, and they were kind of exposed as the silly people they were. In China, the Baptists launched a very big crusade in the early 40s, and they talked to people there a lot.